Hey, Jazz here, and this is a recording I'm doing on a Sunday afternoon. It's cloudy here over in Singapore, and today I just want to share a reading that I've just had from a book, and this is a book from Richard Templer's The Rules of People, and I think there's something beneficial here that I can share with you very briefly, and I hope to be as concise yet impactful as I can be. Now, rule number 13 says that behavior isn't character, okay? Behavior isn't character. And in one of this short summary of this particular segment of the book, Richard Templer says that sometimes getting someone to change their behavior is enough. You see, there's always this association that someone's behavior is their character. And we find this in most associations and dynamics where your employer, your closest family, your closest relatives, your closest friends tend to associate certain aspects of your behavior with your character. Now, in some instances, perhaps this is right because, you know, if we find that this particular behavior or habit keeps repeating and it is done with the intent and with the regularity as it is, perhaps it is that person's character. However, there are certain things also we should know that if it is not typical of someone's behavior, and you know, perhaps we know that that person is someone who is nice, friendly, and then suddenly there's a sudden shift in terms of how they act, of how they react, or how they respond to certain things, and then you find that there's a peculiar way on how they deal with certain situations or certain circumstances, it is perhaps wrong for us to associate that this is perhaps their character or a facet of a character that has been hidden long enough, and it is something that you are just realizing it now. Because this is perhaps just a behavioral change. Perhaps people had to adapt, people had to change a certain aspect of their behavior because they have to respond to a circumstance or to an experience they are having in their lives. So it is not always advisable for anyone to have prejudgments on someone's character just because of certain behavioral traits that they are portraying. So in this rule 13 from the book The Rules of People, Richard Templer is saying that, you know, it is quite okay for anyone to have this assumption that how a person behaves is how their character is. It is also the same thing as to how you might want to relate to your children. You do not want to say that just because he perhaps took something from the fridge and then you want to associate his character with that being of a thief or a robber, right? Because you know that he's not that. He's innocent, he's playful, he's ignorant, he's probably not aware that taking something without someone else's permission is wrong from a behavioral perspective, but that's not his character. So why is it that we are so forgiving when it comes to children? Because we understand that they are perhaps lacking certain things, or they might not know that this is wrong. Yet, we want to apply judgments when it comes to adults, and we call this as their character, when perhaps it is just a behavior that, you know, you might want to consider changing, not the character. So getting someone to change their behavior sometimes is just enough. You know, it is enough to trigger a certain amount of impact in their life just by changing their behavior. So it is important that you understand that character is character, behavior is behavior. It is not typical to have a behavior influence a person's character, but yes, of course, characters can influence someone's behavior. So on that note, you can't assume that a change of behavior can lead to a change of character. However, you do know that a change of behavior can also lead to better character eventually, you know, if they are able to have that behavioral change be a permanent part of their life. So perhaps it can be something which can influence or impact their character. So before you start judging someone's character, judging someone's intentions or that kind of thing just by looking at their behavior, it is important for you to distinguish, differentiate what part of this person is their character and what part of this is their behavior, in order for you not to be seen as a judgmental person. Alright, so that's my sharing for today. Hope it helps. you in dealing with people around you, and of course for you to add more value towards those around you instead of being a negative influence, instead of being a destructive force of judgments. Bye.